Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Are we podcasting?
Are we podcasting? I think we are. Thank you for coming to the hashtag #IMomSoHard podcast.
Yes. Please rate, review,
subscribe. And subscribe. Tell your friends. Follow us on Instagram, both our podcast Instagram and our Instagram.
You can find us on TikTok, Twitter, Facebook. You can watch the whole video of this if you are so brave on the YouTube.
On the YouTubes, full. We're in there. We're wearing bikinis. We're not. We're not.
No.
I couldn't be wearing more layers because I'm freaking cold.
Too. It's still cold.
You know who doesn't want to hear us complain about being cold?
People who are actually in winter.
In winter. Yeah, they're like, you guys are giant babies.
It's like 50 here today.
It's actually 46 degrees.
Oh, if I'm, is it still?
It's 46 degrees.
It was 46 when I dropped off the kids, so I thought maybe it had warmed up.
Nope, and we've got wind, so all y'all have a good chuckle because we're paying top-tier prices for some real bullshit.
Yeah, we usually don't have wind in Southern California, and I tell you what, I forgot the factor of your hair always going into your lip gloss.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't dealt with that since I was in Nebraska, I don't think.
Or, like, leaves going into my eyeballs. I'm like, what the hell? Is this the apocalypse?
Or it just feels like leaves, like broken leaves are in your eyeballs.
We always say we don't want to start complaining, but it feels like such a safe space to start complaining.
Oh, is that complaining?
I think we're observationally heated.
Yes.
That's what I feel
we're
like.
We're fired up about our own reality.
That's right. That's what I like to say to my husband. And when he's like, stop complaining, I'm like, how dare you?
Does he say those words to you?
I mean, when we're fighting, yeah. If he wants to keep going and like draw a line in the sand, if he wants to like get into it.
Shots fired.
Shots fired.
Wow.
Sir. Don't get me started. That's a whole nother episode.
That's not what we're here to talk about.
We're not
today.
Here. I want to have a good time.
You know what? Okay. Make sure you're subscribing to this podcast so that you get the new one every week. It pops up in your little phone or whatever. You can find us wherever you listen to podcasts. That's your Spotify, your Apple. We just joined Good Pods,
which is pretty cool. Also, we're on all the socials, the TikTok, the Instagram, the Twitter, the Facebook.
We went over all that.
We did?
We did, yeah.
Did I already say that once?
We did.
Oh, man, you know you guys.
It can't be
I'm sorry.
Said enough.
You guys, we're like, we're all doing our best, right? Things are going pretty level six. Level six.
Oh, that's a pretty generous, good win. Yeah, level six.
Level six. I mean, we are right now, in my world, we are moving back from our garage apartment, what I like to refer to as the tiny house.
The mother-in-law suite.
I still have the same roommates.
Do they call them mother-in-law suites because you hate it?
Do you?
Actually, listen, I love your mother-in-law. I actually was thinking how much I miss her. She hasn't been out to visit in a while.
I know. She's going to come out. She's awesome. My husband makes her like literally crazy. And there's no one that understands that better than me. So when she comes into town, I'm like, Sarah, I get it. Like, we can just go to lunch and just complain about him.
Oh my God, she popped up on Facebook and I was like,
she's darling.
She not like me anymore.
Oh my God, she loves you.
I haven't seen her in so long.
She's the best. And she's like spry and doing her thing and she's
awesome.
She's like so with it.
My in-laws are visiting this week.
Oh God, like we all need that.
No, I love it. I'm excited.
No, they're great. I really like your in-laws.
My sister-in-law and my nephew.
They're coming out?
Yep. They're going to be here tomorrow. And then my father-in-law, which I love Ken. You love Ken too. I found a picture on my phone of you like on his lap. I'll show it to you later.
I'm not saying that he invited me. I'm just saying he offered me a place to sit down and I was weak
it's
in the
a
knees.
Comfy lap.
I just lounged there for a second.
He's coming without Marion. So,
oh boy.
Yeah.
I like Marion a lot too.
I know. But you know what? They've been married for how many years? 27, 28 years now.
Yeah.
They are vacationing away from each other
That's
at this point.
Fair.
And that feels right.
Feels right. I yeah. feel like I get it. Yeah. Like a little distance makes the heart grow fonder. I'd like to know what that's like because we stopped touring. We ended our tour and then we are in the back house. So we went from, I would just like to replay this track. We went from a pandemic where I was forced to be with my family, AKA the roommates, in a house that was sort of falling apart. Then the pandemic, we do end up touring a bit.
Yeah.
And then I come back and we're like, we either have to sell or renovate this house. And we decide, let's renovate. So we, because we didn't think our lives were stressful
love
enough.
Love it or list it.
Love it or list it. And so then we moved after a pandemic in a quarantine in a house. We then decided, let's move into a smaller house with less functionality in over a garage with like literally a third of the square footage. Let's go back there.
Yeah.
And so then I was with my roommates back there for 8 months. And now.
And those roommates just kept getting bigger and bigger.
Bigger roommates.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Everybody kept getting bigger and bigger. Taking more space and only one bathroom.
The breath and the body odor the just breath, kept getting exponentially worse.
And let me tell you, this is so me. We had a we have a window in our bathroom. Thank God.
Oh,
and
geez.
I did not put up a shade the whole time. So I had paper taped on the window because I know the entire neighborhood could see my boobs and boosh. Like literally, I would like walk to the shower. That's how much I gave up. I was like, I can't deal with this right now. I don't care. So I put up like two pieces of like printer paper and that was good enough.
Like three, one boob, one,
one boob and my boosh. Like a big, I had to put the boosh side on like 11 by 17.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She gets some construction paper.
Tarp. So then, I mean, I was just so at my wit's end. So now we are moving back in. The house looks so beautiful. Still some things that they're like doing final touches on.
I haven't seen the final thing yet.
But there was like 2 days where it was done and there wasn't any furniture in there and there were no kids or husbands in there. And I was like, it's so beautiful and they're going to ruin it.
And don't you also, when there's nothing in there, be like, I don't think it needs anything else.
100%. Yeah. I cannot tell you how much stuff I've been getting rid of. And it's felt so good because I'm like, sometimes I struggle between is something that I'm keeping, if it has sentimental attachment, forget it. It doesn't matter what it is. I'll keep it. Right.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Yeah.
But then sometimes I'm like, am I keeping this organizer because I know that I paid $18 at HomeGoods for it 8 years ago?
Hell yeah, you are.
Or am I throwing it out because I no longer really use it and it's not serving a purpose? So I've really had to ask myself those questions because sometimes I keep stuff just because I'm thinking, oh, well, I paid for it, so I should keep it.
Yeah. Well, that's got to be the hardest part.
It's very hard
right now because I just read this article. I think I saw it on Instagram, which we can post it on the podcast thing if we want to. It was how to become a minimalist. And I'm like, well, I'll read it because I know that I am the opposite of that.
Jen's like, how dare you? Woman's picking a fight with me.
If there are any tips, it's funny. I was like, if there's any takeaways I can get from this, I will take them like to make my life better. And I came away from these 24
validated
suggestions fucking hating this bitch. Hating her so much. I was like, where is the joy in your life? Number one thing she said, get rid of seasonal decorations. I was like, big fit.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Jen's like, I'm taking off my hoops.
Absolutely.
I'm coming at you. What kind of joy is that? You just look like you live in like a sad beige.
I'm like, what do you do on the holidays then? And it was, she lived in like France or something like that.
Well,
which I'm like, you probably have 400 square foot flat somewhere anyways.
Exactly.
And then she said, no kitchen gadgets. I'm like, you don't
what
tell
in
a
the
mom.
Hell?
I know.
You try to take my air fryer and I will cut you.
How happy are you when you have the tool that you need for the task in your kitchen, right?
If you're a cook, you're using tools.
You have to be a dabbler in cooking. And if you have like julienne shears or something like that, you are so happy.
You're so happy you have them.
So it was this list of 24 things to get rid of. And I was like,
Jen was fired up by number six.
I'm getting rid of you, lady, in this article.
Getting rid of minimalists.
Shred.
Yep. Shred.
I have to add, too, that Kristen and I are at a new table. If you watch the YouTube of this, we could not be moving more awkwardly to look at each other. And I don't think anything's that different, really.
It's not that different. But we're not sitting at
an
11
angle?
By 8
I think
table.
That we could. Yeah.
We'll get more comfortable.
We were sitting at a table smaller than Kristen's boosh. And so we had both the podcast microphones on there, and we were like, we got to get more. And because we're going to have guests on there. Thank you for sending your suggestions of who we should talk to.
We got some good suggestions.
I have one for a mom box later.
I think I know which one you're going to read because I agree with you.
Okay.
So yeah, things are a little nutty in the old Sweeney house, but it is the house. It's so beautiful. And now I'm a nightmare because I literally yell at everybody all the time. Get your hands off my walls. Get your hands off my counters.
Gosh.
Why do you have to be in this kitchen? Go upstairs. Don't touch anything. Don't put this in here. And they're like, Finn's like, are we going to even be able to like live in this house? And I'm like, not for long, sir.
Oh,
not for long.
Yeah. Well, I honestly like remember when we got our kitchen done, flashback to these things that my mom used to say to me when I was a kid that made absolutely no sense. But
I know
I will look at my kids and I'm like, what are you doing with that handle, that drawer pull? What are you going to do? Stand on it? You can break the pull off?
It's not good for the drawer. It's not good for the drawer.
I am sick of like shimming drawers in to like, don't break it. And they just play with it. They open it. They close it. They swing on the doors. Ugh. They're like just
go. Very quickly to wrap it up. Here's one thing I would say about the renovation. And I don't know if anybody else has ever felt like this about something. And this sounds like what a problem, and I say that with a giant asterisk, but I've never had anything this nice before. And so I could not go into the house for like 2 days because I kept thinking like I didn't deserve it.
Oh,
and it
was
too nice for someone like me. And so I literally like wouldn't go in. And I stayed in the back house more than I had to because I was like, well, I don't understand how this gets to be mine. So I literally was weird about it. And then I talked to my sister and she's like, bitch, you be crazy. Like, get your ass in there.
Things feel too good to be true sometimes. I know, isn't that weird?
You know what I mean? And that's me just, by the way, our entire house is 2,400 square feet. We basically redid the kitchen. Yeah. So for me, like, this is like the biggest deal. And I'm sure there's people out there who've built brand new homes.
Yeah.
But for me, this is as big as it gets.
I think also seeing like something you envisioned come to life.
Oh my God, the coolest part of it.
Yeah, it's like overwhelming.
It is overwhelming. I just felt really, you know, completely grateful and excited and proud and weird. And then I get weird and
then,
more weird.
You know what? They aren't going to appreciate it in the way that you do. And so you're going to have to do some yelling to get them to appreciate the fine craftsmanship of like a drawer that closes softly.
Have no idea. Oh. I found a bowl of hummus under the couch in the daddy den. And I have never been more mad. My kids got a dialogue. Like I went all the way back into history. Like, what it means when you leave food out, how disgusting that is and how like ungrateful that is for sustenance. Yep. They were like, you weren't like this before. And I was like, we had shitty tile with cat tracks in it. Like,
oh, did you save one of those?
Hell to the goddamn no.
I think that would be a really fun like gift to send to somebody. Like when we cleaned out our storage and sent random gifts to people.
Yeah, send a goddamn kitty print. Like, but you know, it did help with toddlers. They would go, do you have a kitty? And I'm like, yep, we just can't find it. And they would go look for it. May went and looked for that cat for like 3 hours. And she's like, you can't find your cat. And I'm like, I don't know.
That's my husband will tell kids that there's money hidden in the backyard.
Oh, and then, smart. I'd be out there forever.
Yeah.
I'd be like, literally, I would, at this age, I would
Kristen's like, what do you mean kids? He said that last barbecue.
He said that last barbecue. So I was out there picking up dog crap for 2 hours.
I swear to God, we will get into our topic today. We do have hot flashes, and we also have a mom box for you. But I have to do one sidebar, which is a mom sent us this beautiful, this isn't a mom box, but this is just a great idea because the Super Bowl is coming up. She showed us, she goes, I feel like this would be good for you and your people to us. And there's a thing, a party people have called Dipsmas.
What?
Christmas celebration. You do Dipsmas. Everybody brings their favorite dip and your entire meal is just.
For the Super Bowl or for Christmas?
We're going to do it for Super Bowl, right? So send us your dips, you guys, because I am so into this idea. It's all I care about is dips. I
think dips, like, generally speaking, are very underrated. We don't talk about them enough.
No.
And there's nothing about them that make me unhappy.
Look at how passionate we are. Because I was excited about this idea, I read this one. My husband's doing the keto diet.
Yeah.
And So this is what you do. You fry mozzarella cheese. You put chopped up pepperoni, Italian seasoning.
Oh, my God.
And while it's warm, you roll it up, and then you dip it in keto sauce. I'm salivating just telling that story. But so I'm going to make all this stuff. But send me your recipes. Send me, if you have a good keto recipe,
hamburger
for sure.
Goo, one of my favorites.
Yes.
Hamburger goo. Changed my life. I think I ate an entire crock pot at one party. I'm sure I didn't poop for like 18 days,
God,
and it was worth
every.
You just
stand by a crock pot when you
and
find
you know what's
good
sad
dip and-
is if I find a good dip, I will at first have manners, but you give me a sweet 30 minutes, and I'm holding the tortilla chips, just yeah. taking them upon myself to figure out which one, and then sometimes I'm like, I'll just use a fork.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, why do I need to plate this? It's the food for grazing. It is my strong suit.
100%. I absolutely too. I'm getting a little tired of my corn dip. It's great.
What are you talking about? It's the dip that Colin and I are like, do you think Jen's going to make her corn dip? And I'm like, I'm sure she is. And then I'm like, maybe go in with smaller chips. Like, well, just saying, because my husband's idea of one bite is like an entire yogurt.
I mean, mine too. So, I mean, especially with that stuff. But I did see a really fun version of it that you make something similar, you roll it up into a tortilla, slice it, and then you dip it in like salsa.
A dip in a dip?
Yeah.
Gee, mini God.
It's a dip in a dip, you guys.
Is this just turned into erotica?
Sorry, it's porn now.
Oh my God, it's food porn.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, Jenny.
Hey, Kristen.
Oh, man. We're heading into spring cleaning. We're heading into spring everything. And I couldn't be more excited to talk about Bowl and Branch to boot.
What makes you feel like fresher and lighter than a good night's sleep on nice, clean, super soft, luxurious sheets?
Nothing. I mean, Bowl and Branch brings it. And I don't know what magic they have in these sheets, but they get softer as you wash them. And I honestly, there's nothing I enjoy more than knowing at the end of the night, I get to pull back my comforter and just squeeze into this delicious bed that feels like it's someone giving me like a horizontal high five. That sounds sexy, but so are Bowl and Branch sheets.
It's true. You can feel the quality immediately, okay?
That's right. I'm telling you, if you don't think that we know what we're talking about, there have been thousands of positive reviews. They're the best-selling sheets. They feel incredible on night one, and they get softer with every wash. They feel buttery soft, even super breathable, so they're perfect for warm months ahead, and they are loved by millions of sleepers. Get this, there are over 11,000 five-star reviews.
Yeah, they're 100% organic cotton, and they're completely free of toxins. And I feel like you can tell. You're going to be able to tell yes. right away. They have a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month if you don't love them, but you will. You can send them right back.
Here's one thing I'm going to tell you that's really fun is we are redoing my daughter's bedroom. We're switching bedrooms for her, so she has a big girl Ooh. Bedroom. And the first thing we're going to do is get some Bowl and Branch sheets so she can every night feel very special getting into her bed. I really just hope that it also helps her want to make her bed. But look, as long as she sleeps in that delicious thing, that's all that really matters.
You know, you can also get her a Bowl and Branch blanket now that they have. They're like these cloud-like duvets, fluffy pillows, so many more things.
She's very, very lucky. And there's all sorts of colors and there's all sorts of prints and it's just very beautiful. And it really does feel like you're doing yourself a real favor. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code HARD at bowlandbranch.com. That's Bowl and Branch, bowlandbranch.com. Promo code HARD.
Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Kristen.
Yo, Jen.
As you know, we both, we'll talk about it on the show, we spend a lot of time in the car with our kids. We're currently California moms, and all the driving that goes along with that, that's a lot of driving.
It's a lot of driving.
Yeah. We're either at school drop-off, pickup, weekend trips, doctor visits, to soccer.
You're going somewhere. You're always in the car. There's weekend trips. There's club sports, whatever it is, usually has a driving requirement.
Upon hours, and sometimes good ones and sometimes not so.
Sometimes there's other ones.
Yeah. Well, we've all been there. I know for my gang, one of the hardest parts in my car ride is deciding what we're going to listen to, like something we can all agree on. Like, no judgment here, folks. A lot of parents have basically surrendered to AirPod life. As long as you don't hear F-bombs, you're like, whatever.
I know. It's just easier. I get it, but...
Right. We want to tell you about a new podcast called Wild Interest that has something for all of us, even me, so we can all enjoy listening together as a family.
Wild Interest? What's that about, Jenny?
Let me tell you. It's hosted by kids, and the shows are about whatever the kids are interested in. So great. Like anything from science to history, interviews with NFL quarterbacks.
I'm into that.
And they mix in jokes, riddles, fun.
That sounds fun.
I know, right? It's very fun. The best part is the hosts are my kids' age, so they can totally relate.
That's very cool.
I can't relate, but I'll enjoy it.
You'll
though,
enjoy it.
Because they're enjoying it.
That's right. Give it a listen. You won't regret it. You'll learn something and your kids will love it. Find Wild Interest anywhere you get your podcasts.
So funny enough, we're talking a little bit about like money and like the renovation and all that being expensive and whatnot.
Yeah.
I have a story to tell Jen, and I feel like this is something that we have to deal with our kids, and they are not picking up what we're putting down. So I blame Jen for part of this. I like getting my nails done, but I didn't love it the way, but when, before we started doing I Mom So Hard, I sort of like, I just didn't do it for myself. And I think it's because whenever I could go, I go by myself. And it's like, I don't know. I don't relax in those situations. I also don't like going to the salon. I'm not like a sit down person. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So felt like a chore.
Yeah. And also like, they're always like hard on me because they're like, you have not done these nails. And I'm like, okay, fine. And they're like getting sandpaper.
Well, they're hard on everybody. They're like, what are you chewing your fingers like this for? And like, why are your toenails so short? And I'm like, well, I was watching a really great crime doc.
Oh my God. And you got a corner and you tore it off. And then they're like judging you. Yeah. But they always want to do gel. And then when I get gel, you got to clipped off, and I think it's kind of uncomfortable. But when we go on tour and I need to have like nicer fingernails, I do splurge and get like gels. My point is, I'm not like a regular, but I'll tell you who loves it. My daughter. And I love going with her.
She might as well be my daughter.
I don't understand this. From the time she was little, we figured out a way that we could put pillows behind her and her little toesies could fit into the
water.
It was the cutest thing. And they just... surround her.
Yeah, and she has the cutest little toes too. She always had, even when she was a baby.
Yeah, little
like,
hands and toes.
Oh my God.
It's ridiculous. So we've been going and getting our nails done.
I've painted her toenails a lot.
I know. Like,
that's
she
one of our.
Goes to Jen and she's like, I mean, it happens so much. Or she sees something really cool and she's like, oh, Mom, Aunt Jen would love this. And I'm like, Mommy loves this too. I'm just saying, like,
when she's over, I'm like,
do you
can
do
I paint
nails?
Your toenails, you guys?
She's like, oh my gosh, yes. And she's like, gets so girly and stuff. It's so fun. So we started going to do our nails regularly. Whenever she's having a bad day, she's like, we should go get mani-pedis.
Yeah,
I'm like,
girl, yeah.
She's also, I'm also like, hold on.
Wait, are you paying for this?
We paying, like, let's just, it's not cheap. And let me.
No.
Let me explain something to you. So yesterday, okay, so on, I felt so bad for her. On Friday, she like had an accident on the playground, and she's like me. She doesn't like to cry in front of her friends. And so she tried to like tough it out and go to the bathroom and cry by herself. And then her friends came in to make sure she was okay. And that made her more emotional. So when I picked her up,
what happened?
She just felt there was this like apparatus thing, and it like, it knocked her knees together. It hurt really bad. So she just wanted to be by herself to cry. And so she went into the bathroom, and her little sweet little friends were like, are you okay?
Did you sing the song that I sing to you?
Which is?
It's all right to cry.
And then I start punching a speed bag. Punch it. And so she was very emotional. I've never seen her like this. It was like she had been like swallowing it, and she got in the car, and it was like raw tears. She's like, And she was like, I just didn't want to cry in front of everybody. And,
oh, God.
And I was like, oh, my God. I felt so much, like, pain for her. And I was like, we're going to go get mani-pedis immediately.
Yes.
And she's like, that would be great. And I'm like, yes. So we actually had to go the next day. And so we get in there, and she's happy. By the way, can I tell you what she's wearing?
Yes.
I'm going to tell you what she's wearing. She's wearing a turtleneck, and she is wearing a that's maroon. And she's wearing a mustard yellow cardigan.
I love it.
With high-rise palazzo pants.
She's your daughter.
And white tennis shoes.
Yeah, yes.
And she's then a clearly, medallion.
Clearly.
But a medallion necklace.
Okay. Well, a little bit of me.
And when I tell you that she, I kept doing bits that she was a librarian because I've never seen her look.
Oh, my God. You guys, she's so cute. We got to post that picture, too. She's just so ridiculously cute.
She's just dressed. She knows we're getting our nails done, so she dresses up.
And you guys kind of have similar hair right now.
We do. She's not happy about that.
Oh.
She's like, it's your... You're getting close, lady. Like, she's
back
like,
off.
Back off. That was my hair.
My space.
She's. I'm like, well, do you want to get matching? No. I'm like, okay. So we go into the salon, and we're having a great time, and they have friends on the TV. It's one of the few places that has TVs. So like, man, you put me in front of a TV getting my nails done, I'm checked out.
Yep.
I'm
yep.
literally checked out. So I'm like, watching this episode, it's the episode where Rachel and Ross kiss for the first time, and I love it.
It's
so
a good one.
I am dialed in. And the lady asked me what I want, and I'm like, oh, I just want like regular manicure, pedicure, nothing fancy, no extra things. I just want to get my nail, you know, trying to watch the bank, kind of trying to, you know, let's keep it practical, whatever. And
I just have to ask, did they say anything shitty to you? Like,
yes.
Can I clean up your eyebrows? Because I get that a lot.
Oh, I think they're like, well, if you're not going to spring for the $2 lacquer, you're not going to get your eyebrows done. And that's a $50 job right there. We don't have enough wax for you.
I have literally had a woman ask me and then go, are you sure? And I go, what are you seeing?
Oh, I have them come up and thumb my chin. They're like, do you want me to get that? And I'm like, you know what?
Your hands off me.
Yeah, you know what? You're going to have to mount me. And I'm not into that right now because I'm trying to watch Friends. So no, thank you. Just keep your eyes on my feet and my hands and everybody will be happy.
Oh,
so
man.
I'm sitting there and I sort of zone out, and Eleanor's in heaven, right? So I come to, Jen, and I look over, and Eleanor has, like, bags on her hands. She's got a woman massaging her shoulders. Yeah. She's got her feet are up. She's Paraffin getting a French manicure on both her hands and her feet. She has, and then I notice she's getting flowers on the French manicure on her feet, and I'm like, I know for a fact those are $8 a flower. I'm like, what have you done? I think they brought over the menu to her. And she's like, yep. And then,
Mom, you want me to feel better, right?
She was like, basically they were like putting like citrus on her elbows. They were like, she was all fast. She knows how to run the massage chair. And I was like, we got the tab. And I go, oh. What it ended up being was whatever Eleanor got, it was 4 times as good as mine.
Ooh.
And that was before tip. And she's like, just happy as a clam. And I see her looking happy. And I'm like, do they think this money grows on trees? How do I explain to her? I go, Eleanor, I'm really happy you're happy, but we have to pump the brakes on a French manicure next time. And like,
yeah, you got to ask me
next time. You can't just like run up the tab. I think for her, she was like, but can you put a price on happiness?
Well, I, you know,
in your world,
that's a point. Yeah.
She was like, I just, everything made me feel happy. So I just said yes to everything. And I was like, good God, it's like a mortgage.
Well, my husband has, sometimes they're really good salespeople because I've gotten him to go twice with me, and one time it was just to be ridiculous.
For men, it's the massages.
Yeah. So we went and, this is pre-kids, we went and had brunch, had a couple mimosas.
The best.
And then, I mean, it's heaven, you guys. And then we walked over and I was like, you've got like square angles on your toenails. Like, get them done for this decade, please. So I look over at him and he's getting it all done. I had to intervene with the flower.
They're putting
on the
like
toe.
Fake eyelashes on him.
They are giggling. There are like 3 women all over.
All
him.
Over they're his thick old hair.
All of this stuff, and they're laughing as hard as he is because he's like, it's clear he's never done this before in his life, and they are just
they're
like,
doing like paraffin wax.
All of this stuff. I mean, his was so expensive. I was like, mine's usually like 25. Yeah. Like back then I used to just get like,
I know. You could just go get mani-pedi. Yeah. But oh my God, I was like, Eleanor, I haven't even done that. I don't even know what like a lavender scrub is.
I kind of do like, cause I get these done, but they stay on for like 3 weeks.
Yeah. But you like, I mean, this is something that you do.
Yeah.
I don't. So like when, listen, don't let me go to an art store. I'll make sense of spending $18 on one marker.
I thought
like,
about
that's the dumbest thing. Still, it's not the dumbest thing. I love them and I use them till they're dry.
Well, kids don't have this concept of money, which I think we talk about all the time, because it's funny that you say that, because yesterday, you know, we're trying to, like every couple of weeks we do like an iPad detox where it's just like my son starts to care too much about stuff that he's doing on the iPad. So I'm like, okay, we're not going to do it. So yesterday was, I'm like, you're going to come with me and you're just going to have the day that I used to have when I was a kid, which is you just get dragged around. Yeah. And
that's
you're not going to have fun. But he had read in the what do you call it, like the very first page?
The like, prologue?
Literally of one of the like Catman or Dogman books or something, Cat Kid. The kind of pens and paper that the artists use.
Oh, yeah. They're micro. Are they Micron?
Well, we didn't get the markers because they were more expensive.
The Posco markers are crazy. The pen markers.
He got a really nice set of markers for his birthday last year. And I'm like, you don't use them enough.
Yeah.
Like, so, but it was smooth Bristol paper was what he wanted.
Yeah.
It's like this.
It's expensive.
Yeah. So I'm like, what? Books and art, I'm okay with spending the money for. We go in and I find a notepad and it's like a big size one, but it only has 20 pages in it. And it's, thank God I realized it was in the wrong spot, but it says it's $20.99. And I was like, Dash.
That's like a buck a page, bro.
That's a buck a page. And he was like, oh, yeah, okay, well, maybe there's some other kind of paper, which I really appreciated because my daughter is the exact opposite.
She'd be like,
great, let's get five. And so I
is go, there one that's $5 a page? Because that paper
that
must be amazing.
Better, yeah. So we like walked down. Luckily, it was in the wrong spot. So it's $11.
Oh, yeah.
So it's 50 cents a page. And then they have buy one, get one 50%
Listen to
off.
Us, boy. Somebody's like, you guys are real fucking lame.
No, please don't go into my spending history and see where I have spent.
We have delightfully spent in the wrong areas.
Oh, my gosh. Like, major mom guilt there. But I'm going to appreciate the stuff I'm spending the money on. And this is going to end up in recycling a
I
lot
just,
of it.
I think for us, it's different because when we were growing up, like, the ability to spend now is so easy. Like, I mean, think about it. You watch a movie and it's like, do you want to buy it or do you want to rent it? You hit rent, you spend $4. You hit buy, you spend $16 in a flash, right?
Yeah.
But when we were kids, you had to go to like Pick-a-Flick and like walk through the aisles and pick a VHS tape and walk up and you have to pay like generally in cash $4 or $5 for that movie that you could have for like 8 days. And like to spend it wasn't so quick. It feels like to me, it feels like to me spending, I mean, it's just so easy. Like,
no, it is
it's so easy.
That's what they did it to us over the last like 25 years. Because when we were growing up, we used to call it, and if you're from a little part of the US, you call it going to town.
Yeah.
It's like maybe on a Saturday, you've planned all week or for a month.
You're going to go to town.
You're going to go to town. And like, we didn't live in a super small town, but it was like you were going to go to, this is going to make me sound like I'm 900 years old.
Yeah.
You'd, like, go to the grocery store. You go to, like, TGY.
Yep.
Maybe you'd go to Kmart or something like that. Like, it was kind of a big deal. So you didn't have all these places that you could spend money. I never got a manicure. I was probably
oh, my God.
In 19 my, or 20.
It, exactly.
Something.
In my late 20s was my first manicure, pedicure. And also, the idea of buying a coffee did not exist. There were no Starbucks. There was no.
No.
You bought a cup of coffee at the diner that you were getting.
And it was like 5 cents when you bought a meal.
Oh, it was when you bought a meal and free refills, no problem.
And you guys, we aren't 900. This
we're not
wasn't that long
no,
ago.
No, and I think the Starbucks mentality, like it is really easy to go through Starbucks. And listen, I'm not shitting on Starbucks because we love it. And I think when we're on the road, Creature Comforts are so key. And
nice.
Like, you know that coffee's going to taste the same way, but you are spending easily $10 to $15 every time you go. And my kids, don't know, like, they are not seeing currency. They're seeing a plastic thing go. They're not counting out the money. They don't understand what the tip looks like. We're trying to teach them that, but because people don't use cash very much, it's hard to, like, when you were a kid saving money, you didn't do it on your screen, on your computer. You literally had this, like, can of money that you saved.
Yes.
And I used to just, oh my God, I loved saving
See,
money.
See, that's what
I was a hoarding. I would steal. I would, like, literally, I would be like, if it falls into the couch or is on the table, like, if my mom left, like, $3 on the table for no reason at all, I'm like, you're not organized. You don't know where this is. It should go to me. I would have so much money.
Yeah. Well, then Delilah's that way. And it, the difference between the two kids is, like, staggering, because my husband is like this too. He doesn't kind of know how much stuff should cost. And I've said this before,
yeah,
where it's like, he's like, you want to buy new shoes? Okay, what are they, $400? I'm like, geez,
no.
What kind of shoes are you buying? But then he's also like, oh, you know, a loaf of bread should be 40 cents, right?
Yeah.
Like, he kind of doesn't, and Dash is sort of that way too.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost like my husband was raised where, like, they were really frugal, but it wasn't that, like, money was scarce. So it's,
well, that's exactly how I was raised. My parents were the most generous tippers. Like, my dad always, I remember so clearly, going to the pub with my dad and having a Roy Rogers, and his friend would sit down next to him while we were all at the bar. Mm-hmm. And my dad would be like, hey, you know, why do you let me buy you a beer? And, like, he never.
Yeah.
Yeah, so me and my dad and Whitey would all be having a cocktail, you know, happy hour, until my mom called the bar and told him we had to come home. That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, like, money, like, it, a penny saved is a penny earned. Like, saving money was really important to my mom. She grew up on a farm. It was, my dad was a little loose with money, I would say.
Yeah.
My dad was much more spendy than my mom. But I do think that they had a really strong hold on money because they balanced their checkbook. My mom used to get so excited when it was balanced.
Yeah.
And I was like, boo. So I would just, once we did online banking, I would just check my balance every day on a computer. But it's different for our kids.
I think, like, the way you look at money, it really is important. Like, that, those are good things that your mom taught you. And I will say, I don't get that many times where I'm like, I'm going to throw my parents under the bus. But it always felt like money was scarce even when it wasn't. Like, looking.
Yeah, that's not a good feeling.
And so I think for me, I always am keeping track, and I don't want to, like, have my kids have an unhealthy relationship with money. I mean, there is this part of me where I'm like, I think I need to get it now before all my money goes away or something like that.
We all have that. I think that's very normal. And by the way, let me reiterate. Terry used to make it sound like we were barely getting by, and then she'd go to Nebraska Furniture Mart and come back
just
with new end tables.
Yeah,
and I was like, it felt like we were at the mall yesterday and I asked for some new jeans and you were like, absolutely not. We're basically destitute. And now we're getting new side tables.
Yeah. Guess Carrie. Jeans. Hold on. Let me sell a kidney.
Yeah. I thought a pair of Pepe jeans would be great. And she's like, balked. I'm like, oh, okay. I see where your priorities are. It's your furniture. Fine. Whatever.
But Dash doesn't have the same concept of money, which I feel like I need to teach. He has no concern about it. Like, if it's there, like,
that's good.
I think so. It's not a thing. Delilah is obsessed. She knows, she has a running tab in her head of how much cash she has, mm-hmm. how much I owe her, how much she has on gift cards. Like, I will say to her, like, remember she's at that Claire's gift card? She's like, will you buy it for me? I'm like, use your gift card.
She's like, no.
No, I want you to use your money on it so she can, like, keep it. I can't believe. And, like, if there is $3 left out, she's like, whose is that?
Yeah, I didn't used to
she
ask.
Wants
I would
to
just
see
be like,
if she wants to see if, like,
you can have it.
If she can have it, like, she will hoard pennies, dimes,
I like it.
Anything. She's like, and maybe it's smart, it's just more frugal because she is going to, like, buy her first iPhone for herself, I'm sure.
Yeah, great. She's going to be like, it's mine. I did this. I invested. I got a great interest rate. I'm going to parlay this into a new laptop. She's going to do that all by the time she's 11.
I did,
like,
do a thing
11.
I feel really guilty about, though.
Do you steal her money?
I stole her Ulta gift card that Addison and Jeff, I know you're going to hear, they gave it to her for Christmas.
Don't you apologize. They owe you.
It
they
was
owe us
50
so
bones,
much.
And I had spent well over that on her Claire's.
Yeah, you can.
And
yes,
by the way, not only did they give her the Ulta gift card, they also gave her so much makeup that she cannot.
She didn't need to go to Ulta.
She didn't
Those
need
are high
to,
prices.
And you
for,
know what?
No, you keep that card.
I needed moisturizer.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
She
so
kept, my son, the other day,
it's all rotating.
You know, we don't have very much cash. Like we're not. Not that we don't have cash. We don't have very dollar bills like in the house right now for some reason. I think it's because of COVID. Nobody's actually getting cash. So Finn
but,
has
I mean,
this,
there's places that don't take cash anymore.
Well, I don't remember what I needed it for, but like it was probably to like tip some of the delivery guys that were coming into the house for the renovation. And I was like, I said, I shouldn't have asked. I don't know why I asked. I said, hey, Finn, I need you to go get me $20 from your birthday money. And he goes, what? Well,
back it
why,
up.
He goes, why do you need it? And I go, I'm sorry. I think what you thought I was doing was asking you. What I'm saying is go get me a $20 bill from your birthday money. He goes, you're going to pay it back? I go, Finn Sweeney, if I don't, that's okay. I'm asking you in the nicest way to go get me $20. And then he gives it to me and he's like, oh man, I didn't know things were so bad that I like had to start paying for stuff myself. Like, is that where we're at right now?
I'm
like,
Finn,
I go,
sweetie.
Finn, I don't have any cash. And he goes, well, does that mean we're poor? I go, I don't have any dollar bills. And he's like, so then for the day, Jen, like walking in, like he's like rubbing his head. Like, I'm just wondering if I'm going to get that $20 back that you borrow. I have so many feelings about it. I have so many feelings. And you know what I told him?
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
I heard this great advice one time. Ephraim Salam told me this. He goes, and he's Muslim, and he said, you in my religion, in my culture, you do not loan anybody money. You gift it.
Yeah.
So if you give a gift, you don't ask for it back, and it releases you of that contempt or that resentment that somebody owes you money.
Yeah.
You know, because like, I don't know if you ever did that, but like if you ever loaned anybody money before and then like you saw them with like a new jacket or something and you're like, oh, they still owe me like 50 bucks.
Yeah.
It feels icky and it ruins a friendship. It ruins family.
Yeah.
It ruins whatever. So when he said like, if you can't gift it, don't give it. Like
yeah.
if you can't literally relinquish the ties to that money. And so I told Finn that and I said, you are gifting me that $20.
Yeah.
Of course I paid it back. But what I
Are
wanted to
me?
Show him
yeah.
is that, first of all, I'm his mother. Like,
yeah.
give me the $20. So he's like still not 100% square with it. I later paid him back the $20.
Yeah.
But I was like, just know that if this is how you feel about me and I'm your mom, think about that when somebody asks you for something. Don't loan money to your friends. Also, if you're going to give a gift, don't be a Scrooge about it. So many mixed messages. I'm so upset.
Definitely. I've heard that for sure about family or friends.
Yeah, like, it feels a little weird.
Yeah, that you just give it to them.
Just give it to them. Like,
maybe they'll give it back, whatever. But like, if they don't.
Yeah, and you know, I believe in that because I think money can feel icky. I think we all feel weird and icky talking about money. But like, all I'm trying to do is show my kids like that there's a trail for the stuff you spend. And without actually having him start with like $20 in his hand, by the end of the day, he has nothing. There's these like digital numbers instead. And it's really hard to explain.
But there is, I think with all people, there's like this equivalency when it comes to actual money that like, it's why we aren't using currency to buy things because we know exactly the value of it. If you tap your phone or you tap
exactly.
your card, there's no like real value to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's hard to say like this thing you saved up for is going to cost 17 of the dollars that you have in this $20 yeah. that you've saved.
Yeah.
It's hard to equate, like, I try to tell Finn, like, I know they're out there. But tennis shoes for boys, they're really expensive. Yeah. And like, we always
I don't think that's going to get better either.
It's not. And we always buy them as Grandma Gerald, thanks. Always is very generous for Christmas, and we make that one of the presents because we know that, like, Finn is in uniform, and so, like, he gets a cool pair of tennis shoes. They're really expensive. I try to show him, like, just so you know, if you were making an hourly wage yep. right now, this is how many hours it would take you to get those shoes.
Yeah.
So think about now you start your day, and not today, but the end of the day tomorrow and the end of the day next day, you get those shoes.
I've been telling my kids that because they are starting to, like, get the concept of money. I want them to know that, like, if you give something to somebody, it is that valuable. And it's that valuable to you, too.
Yeah.
Like, if you've done a generous thing, it matters to you, like, how you feel, too.
Yes.
And it probably that matters more than what good it does them, too.
Yes.
Like, in the grand scheme of your life. It also might save somebody's life. You don't know.
Yeah. I think generosity is a very important thing to teach. And I think I've told this story before, but poor Finn, he's having a day with me right now because he's my oldest, you know?
Yeah.
So, and Eleanor definitely got a good talking to you about the fingernails thing. I was like, slow it down, sister. Like, needing to feel good can be within a budgetarily responsible lane, you know?
Yeah.
But my grandma came to visit my mom, and we have this, you know, one of those hole in the wall donut shops down the
love
street.
Them.
And we let the kids on occasion walk down there by themselves. They love it. They order something for breakfast. They sit in there. The ladies have started to know, like, what Finn's order is. And you know, small town Sweeney, he walks in. He, like, knows them all by first name.
It's in his DNA,
too. Oh, my God. Yeah. You know, that's me. Like,
yeah.
You know my name. You know my order. I will be in there. They'll be like, do you have a home? And I'll be like, it's here. I'm home.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes. So grandma comes to visit. And he's like, I want to take you to Holly's Donuts. And Finn and my mom plays it perfectly. She's like, you want to treat me to Holly's Donuts? And Finn's like, yes, I want to take my own money and I want to take you to Holly's Donuts. My mom's like, you're taking grandma on a date? And he's like, yes. So he so proudly gets his wallet. He's got it in his pocket. They walk to Holly's Donuts.
Oh my God, little kids in their wallets. Nothing is cuter.
They go into Holly's Donuts. My mom, okay, so 30 minutes goes by. They come home. My mom walks in. She's super happy. Finn walks in looking very, like, unsettled, very Whoa. Serious, very serious. And he goes, Mom, can I talk to you for a second? I go, yeah, what's up, buddy? And he goes, well, I took grandma to go to Holly's Donuts, and she ordered a breakfast sandwich and a coffee, and she got a banana.
Whoa.
And it was $17. He goes,
did prices go up when I was not looking or what? Whoa. And I mean, also, well done, Terry. You were like, I'm not getting a donut. This kid's springing. I'm getting a burrito and I'm going to get a side of fruit. That is amazing.
I think Finn literally had sticker shock. I think he probably didn't order anything for himself. He's like, no, I'm good. I'm just going to sit here and think about it. I think he, like, came up. I think what he wanted me to do was say, hey, you know what? I'll give you money for mm-hmm. that. And I was like, it was so generous yeah. of you to take her to breakfast. And he's like, yep.
God bless him. That is really sweet that he did that. And he came up with that idea on his own.
He did, but I think he thought she was going to order, like, a couple donut holes. She's really skinny. Like, I think he was impressed and surprised by her literal ability to eat, like, a man breakfast.
He's never offered to take me to a meal. No, he's and like, you shouldn't. I got a hollow leg, Finn.
I know.
Just be warm.
Careful. And I go, Finn, also, when you take someone, you can't, like, tell them what they can't have.
We've all been on that date, though.
We've all been on that date. And then when you're like, this date sucks, can I get the filet?
Yeah.
I'm in it to win it.
Can't we all admit a guy who's cheap at dinners, really cheap in the sack, too.
We're not that difficult. Yeah. Gentlemen of the single lives that are listening to our podcast right now in this moment.
Both of you, listen.
Both of you. And tell your friend, don't be a cheap ass at dinner, and you'll be more likely to get some sweet ass later.
Oh, my God. Not that I have done an extensive study, but I will say I can speak with some authority.
I've circled the camp. I'm just saying. I've been like, don't tell me I can only get one taco, sir. Like, we're already eating tacos. It's barely getting by.
I don't want the chicken.
I don't want your, I don't want the chicken, and I don't want drive-thru. Thank you very much. So yeah, I think, Finn learned a good lesson.
But that's so good. So he's conscious, he's frugal, but he's also generous. And that's what I will say about Delilah is her favorite thing to do is to gift people. Like, that's one of my love languages. Yeah. I love to give something to somebody. And like, she spent, it was Addison, happy birthday. It was his birthday this weekend.
Oh, that's, dang it.
And happy birthday. Spent, let's see. It must have been like 11 or 12 of her dollars.
That's a lot of money.
At the dollar store.
Oh, God. He got like a whole new, like, a freaking kitchen set.
She's not about me shit, I'll tell you that.
She's like, Mom will buy her own stuff.
No, she got him like potpourri.
Oh,
she got
cute.
Him like a funny dice game. Oh. She like picked out all this stuff. She got two kinds of candy that she thought he would like. Like, it was very thoughtful. And then she spent 2 hours wrapping it and bought him a card at the dollar store. And she put so many hearts on it, you couldn't even read what it said. It was so, she loves him so much. But like, so she's still generous.
It's generous. Yeah. It's generous. We got to teach our kids to be reasonable, to be generous, to tip.
Yes.
And
oh my gosh, tip.
To save. And those are some, we just have to do it in a digital age, which makes things really tricky.
Yeah.
And also, just remember that you are allowed to take all of your kids' cash and gift cards. That's
right.
The moral of this story.
Most of the,
they have too much shit
them.
Anyway.
Yeah. My son's got a Build-A-Bear card that he's had for like 4 years.
Oh, crap. You got to use that. You got to either sell it or use it because it's going to be like Circuit City all over again. Remember any of those guards your dad had?
I know. He's like, Grandpa Jerry. You open his glove box and it's like.
Yeah, there's like a Blockbuster card in there with money still on it. You're like, somebody has this money.
Oh, is there still a Sears?
Yeah.
Is there a thing? Montgomery Ward, are we still doing those? Can I cash this in?
I worked at Montgomery Ward. I sold vacuums and I made so much money.
Oh, you're going to town and we're going to Montgomery
Ward
to buy a vacuum. Wait,
that's
do
right.
we have a mom box?
Oh, yes, yes. Okay, I don't even know what this is in reference to, actually. But when I saw it, I was like, this feels right up Jen's alley. Hold on a second. Right here. Okay.
Dipsmith.
Okay. This is from, darn it, from, oh, this is from Courtney.
Okay.
And Courtney writes, my mother-in-law, I kid you not, she painted her bathroom for Christmas, then hot glued fake flowers to the top of the toilet lid, like the lid that you put down over the seat.
Oh my God.
Also bought special towels, a shower curtain, and floor mats. Yay! She has put away all the other Christmas decor, so now what? Is she going to repaint the bathroom? We will see. I saw paint chips on her nightstand. LOL.
Oh my gosh.
She painted her bathroom for Christmas.
Next level. So obviously.
Hey, minimalist. Take that.
Yeah, shove that right up your
no Christmas
fun
butt.
Yeah. That is amazing. My hat's off. I salute you, Captain,
we
my captain.
We salute you,
that
lady.
That is amazing. Okay. And if you can send pictures, Courtney, please send pictures of that.
You know, you realize what she's saying is that her mom hot glued the flowers to the actual toilet seat.
Yeah. I'm assuming they're poinsettias, right? Poinsettia flowers. Like,
all I know is my kid would get very distracted and pee right on that seat.
All I know is I had so many fake Christmas flowers out that my dog is still crapping and barfing them out. So,
oh my God, you got a lab. That dog's going to just eat. It's going to eat everything.
Yeah.
You're going to find like a remote control.
A mom sent to us that they call them Labrigoats because
they'll
eat anything.
They will eat anything.
I have a hot flash.
Hot flash.
The Wiggles,
oh,
they have a new cast member named John Pierce, and he is a looker, ladies. It might be a new reason.
There's like all of a sudden, a lot of moms are going to the Wiggles show, and they don't have their kids with them.
Yeah.
They're
look at, there's him without a shirt on.
Here's what's upsetting. I don't know what's more attractive, him in like a muscle shirt or him dressed as the Wiggle.
Playing the guitar, you guys.
What does that mean about me?
All I'm saying is, if you're a mom with young children
and you need to go to a show,
get back into the Wiggles, because I would like to see this guy wiggle it.
Hi. He's not even wearing an obnoxiously tight shirt, but his muscles are so defined.
You can tell.
They are going to pop out of that Wiggles.
New reason to watch the Wiggles. You're welcome.
Hey, Wiggles, who dis?
Yeah. New Wiggles.
Hot man with the muscles. You got your hot man with the muscles.
Okay, that's our podcast.
Bye, guys.